back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and always glad to talk to entrepreneurs that I've never met before. We've met thousands on the radio show. We have a lot of them on our website, on our YouTube channel. You should check them out. And our next guest, new to me, not going to be new in about 10 minutes, is Ken Sutton from Yobi Inc. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So, Yobi.
Yeah.
What does it mean? What does it do?
I don't know if we have enough time for me to explain the story, but it's actually one of the co-founders. He had a dog. The name of the dog was Yoda Big Belly.
Yoda Big Belly.
Yoda Big Belly.
Three-named dog?
Three-named dog. He was a hot dog.
Oh, okay.
Hot dog.
A dachshund.
A dachshund. Well, hot dog dachshund. Yeah, I guess that's what it was.
Yeah.
And his son couldn't pronounce Yoda Big Belly. The word that came out was Yobi. So we started looking at names, and I put my marketing hat on and looking for a name that
I'm
just couldn't come up with anything better.
After my son's mispronunciations when he was a baby.
It worked, and it stuck.
Ahu, that's what he called ice cream. My next business is going to be Ahu Consulting.
Fantastic. So it stuck, and
that's
so
a good
we
idea.
Kept. I couldn't come up with a better one, so we just let it roll.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to use the name somewhere else, too.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. So that's pretty interesting. So
yeah.
Give me a sense of, you know, what you're really selling today and what the benefit is to the and who the client is.
Well, I guess I'll give you a backdrop to what we do. I guess we are an algorithmic software company. We have a proprietary batch of software that can intelligently identify, categorize, and enhance specific signals. And you know, if we look at the world of audio, what does that mean for the actual consumer? It means that Siri will actually work when you talk to it. It means that you can make a phone call midtown Manhattan and not worry about things like noise cancellation not being effective. It means that you can identify yourself with voice biometrics and noisy and dynamically changing environments. And also it has simple applications like in music. Why don't MP3s sound like CDs? Because usually when you're crunching frequencies, the digital signal processor is a machine. It doesn't understand how the end consumer, usually a human, wants to consume that content. And so we've married three very separate disciplines into one program. We've married a lot of research and development around artificial intelligence. Our CTO is a renowned leader in the world of signal processing and artificial intelligence. We've taken some very aggressive signal processing methodologies, and we've coupled it with some broadcast studio methodologies around very similar to what you're using here in the studio around sound enhancement. What sounds pleasurable to the end user? And we package them up into one very intelligent software program, which allows us to identify and enhance signals of importance. A unique byproduct of that efficiency and the enhancement is our ability to compress that content at 30 to 50% higher ratios and still maintain the increased fidelity. So there is an ancillary benefit outside of just being able to, you know, basically isolate signals. We do have a lot of applications that are focused around transport of signals from one entity to another. In a nutshell, that answered your question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. So tell me, how do you make your revenue?
Actually, we're pre-revenue. We're basically a startup company at this point.
Right.
We've taken some seed investments. We're closing our next round as we speak. So we are pre-revenue. We are in discussions with the usual suspects around a technology like this. So a few large OEMs. There's a very specific defense application for this, especially when we start looking at being able to focus in on voice and noisy environments and biometrically track that voice from a surveillance standpoint. And then there's some, you know, rudimentary applications in the media space as well because of the enhancement opportunities. So we are 4 months away from actually having a product launch that we can actually start saying, okay, we're ready to sell commercially in the marketplace. We do all of our research and development here in Boston.
Are you in any kind of beta test somewhere?
Yes, we are. I can't tell you where.
So give me a sense how they're using the product or service.
Well, there's three beta tests going on right now.
Okay.
One is, like I said, around a defense application. Can I track a person of interest in a noisy environment and identify them unequivocally via some type of surveillance, whether it be a microphone on an agent, whether it be a microphone and array inside of a room of interest, those type of things. So that's being vetted out now. The other application is in fintech. Can I authenticate myself over a bank transaction? And so that's one. And then the other is around voice over IP. We're competing with some of the large incumbents around our ability to compress 8K voice and give you HD quality voice over an 8K connectivity. So those are, and we're dealing with some I guess known incumbents at this point around those type of beta testing type of ideas or solutions.
Yeah. Interesting. So what are the biggest obstacles you're facing in the next, 3 to 4 months to a year?
Well, 3 or 4 months to a year, right now, you've gone through the process of raising capital, dealing with investors and closing that next round, making sure that we maintain a certain amount of clarity on our direction, but also making sure that we partner with the right group. Not all investment is created equal. And I think that if I look back at my startup career, that's something that I learned in my first couple of companies was making sure that your partners aren't just writing checks. They're actually bringing not just value at the table, but they're actually sharing your vision. Next 3 to 4 months, our biggest hurdle right now is making sure that the groups that we're talking to and the syndicate that we formed, we're all aligned in our goals and our objectives. And then it's really just a lot of engineering work. We just have to code our solution and get it ready for commercialization. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Sounds like a lot.
Well, we're busy. And we've come taken a tremendous path from the genesis of the technology, which really wasn't around signal processing. It was really around a solution that my friend and co-founder came up with in a studio, which was addressing a problem that his son was having with frequencies. And so you take that 3 or 4 years ago and pivot 4 or 5 times, and then you end up in this really unique area where you have a smart software program that does a lot of interesting things and has a lot of different type of applications.
So let's go into your background. What's your background? How did you get into this?
Well, that's an interesting story. So I am not an engineer by trade. My background is in finance. I was capital markets.
Too articulate.
Stereotypes. I'm just not that bright. I just figured I would go and into the commercial real estate business. So that makes it easy. So my background is in real estate capital markets, bank guy. So that market, of course, had some ups and downs around 2008, 2009. So took my pennies and took my relationships and decided to start raising capital, more project finance type things, and started dabbling in technology because I've always had an interest. My Rolodex was robust enough that I could help organizations with projects match up with finance. Along the way, my buddy, who's a chief audio engineer at a very large radio company, was working on a problem he was having with his son, who is severely autistic, and he had a problem with sound inside closed environments. For example, driving in the car from Atlanta to Marietta, where his parents are, just couldn't be done. Putting music on the car, rather. Collins just couldn't respond to those frequencies. So my buddy went to the studio and decided, this is something I should be able to figure out. I'm a 25-year broadcast studio professional. Started bending and manipulating frequencies to try to come up with something that his son would respond to. Well, after 8 months of trying, came up with a 9-step process that Collins responded to. However, when he listened to that content with natural perception, what he heard was a spatial 3D holistic sound, something that he had never heard in the studio before. So he was excited. So, I think I got something here. Do I have a business? Can it be patented? All these business questions. So the business friend in the group is Ken. So I get the phone call, I get the WAV files, I listen to it. My dad was in the music business for 20 some odd years, so I have an opinion.
That's some background there.
Yeah, so it worked out well. So
it's a convergence of natural events.
I DJ'd in college to pay for tuition, those type of things, and so.
Right.
I heard something that was special. However, I just didn't feel it was a business. iTunes sold a lot of MP3s that year, and quality wasn't an issue. But it was interesting. So we prepared it for compression, got some benefits, and one of the things that was an interesting byproduct of the manipulation was that we could compress at higher levels. So now as a business person, I'm excited. Higher compressions, better quality. I'm thinking telecom, streaming media. But our biggest challenge was my buddy is a studio professional, So we had to duplicate his intelligence. And so that's where we reached out to our current CTO, who is a head of engineering for a very large university here in the greater Boston area. He had been working on artificial intelligence signal processing, or the intersection of artificial intelligence signal processing, for the last 25 years. And then the rest are really just stars aligning. We had an answer for a 25-year problem. He had the smart, intelligent signal processing we needed to automate James in the process. And we put our cards on the table, and everybody got married, and we came out, and we created a pretty baby.
Well, we hope you come back again, and we track your success. You know, maybe Chris will book you for 6 months down the road, 4 months down the
road. Fantastic. I look forward to it.
If somebody wants to find you at Yobi Audio Technology, how would they do that, Ken?
They can just go to our website, www.yobiinc.com. Send me an email directly, which is ken.sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N, at yobiinc.com. And there will be some exciting press releases coming out in the next 2 or 3 months that we'll be able to talk openly about some of the things and the projects that we're working on.
Great. I want to thank you for being on Radio Entrepreneurs today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate
it. We're going to have you back again. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.